Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Dude, I'm so checked out.
Are you?
I'm very
Are you like senioritis right now?
A little bit. You should be just as checked out.
Oh, no. You got to finish the job, and then you can go have fun.
All right. I'm gonna throw out both of these situations here. Because I feel like
You're just going to straight up call me out on this.
Well, I'm going to Central Oregon.
Look, we got an easy show today. Like, that's don't forget that. That's a part of it.
I have one work day left, and then Thursday I am traveling to Central Oregon. Bend.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Beautiful this time of year.
Have you seen the weather report?
Actually, you can say Bend is beautiful this time of year at any time. No, I haven't.
Well, it's not beautiful this weekend. It's supposed to be like the day we get there and the day we leave are supposed to be the nicest days.
Always.
And then Friday and Saturday are like highs of like 55 with possible rain.
No golf for you then.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, just power through.
It's going to happen.
Just make it happen.
I don't care when, how, it's happening.
What are you going to play?
Well, there are tentative plans to play with Jason Sukanik at Broken Top.
Jason Sukanik, not familiar with him.
The BT,
good golfer?
I don't know, actually. But I think he's going to get cold feet because of the weather forecast.
He'll be too scared of you.
And he's going to back out and not want to play golf.
Well, again, I don't know this Jason Sukanik character that you speak of, but kind of sounds like a bitch.
I think he's going to pull a bitch move on me. And
you want me to fight him? You want me to fight him for you?
I would love to see that.
Fight for the honor of Fisher?
I would love to see that happen.
I wouldn't do it for Joe Fisher the third. I would do it for Joe Fisher the fourth and the second. Like, what is this guy? Has he got me? What is he, like, tall or something?
Equally bald.
So okay, all right. I'll bald off with him.
Evenly there.
You got a mustache?
Beard. So he does he is more follically, facially.
So he wins that battle.
Yeah. But I'm going there.
What are you
going
to tell me? He does like jiu-jitsu or something?
I hate to break it to you. Yeah.
Whatever. That's a made up sport anyway.
Well, you're just,
I think I got this guy.
You're just grabbing clothes anyways. There's
no
real technique.
He's messing with the great Joe Fisher the second and the fourth. I've got issues with that.
Well, that is the tentative plans, and that is why I'm checked out, because I only have to work one more day.
You're
and then
just
I'm
ready
out
to party,
here.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get the F out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, I'm with you, bud.
But
I mean,
you
like I said, we got an easy show tonight. Like, the baseball gods gifted us a great show today.
You are going to you're on Hawaii.
Hawaii.
I don't even know what island. You're just going to Hawaii.
I'm going to Oahu.
On Thursday?
I leave at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And you're gone for a week, I assume?
I'll be back next Wednesday night.
So a week, yeah.
Yep.
Which is the appropriate time to be in
Hawaii. 8 days,
for,
technically.
At least.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate. My father-in-law owns a place outside of Honolulu. And
so, yeah, this is the most checked-out hot corner of all time.
We take the kids, and he gets to play him and grandma. Grandma and grandpa get to play grandparents. And one night, me and the wife go out, just the two of us. Our kids are old enough now that there'll be a night where just the four of us go out, which I'm really excited about.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I'm never checked out, Joe. I'm always here to play.
Well, I sure as hell am.
You know, it's funny. When I was a senior in high school, I still wasn't checked out.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, you can slack off. I was like, I'd actually like to finish with good grades.
Look at you. Overachiever over
just
here.
Just a little go-getter.
God, whatever, dude.
Nobody ever said, Patrick Harris, that guy is studious.
Just go to Hawaii, will you?
The funny thing is that I was.
Oh,
college,
yeah.
I graduated with like a 3.2 GPA.
That's, you got me by point two.
But I also did theater, and that's not a real sport.
You're going to miss the Fan Golf Classic, too.
I am going to miss the Fan Golf Classic. You know, I did look into...
Son of a foursome cost?
I did.
You going to get out there and swing the sticks?
No, absolutely not. I'm a putt-putt master. That's it.
Does your father-in-law golf?
He does golf.
If he ever needs someone to say, nice shot, sir.
Well done, sir.
I do it better than anybody.
May I mention that your pants are exquisite today.
Nice putt, sir.
Are those new
cleats?
Wow,
what a swing.
They really bring out your eyes.
Let me grab your bag.
No, I did look into trying to come home early. Leave the fam out there and home on like Monday to Fan Golf Classic. Dude, I've never been to one. I want to go to one so bad.
That is the worst reason to leave Hawaii early.
Me and Ortner have been talking about this since I met Will Ortner, the great Big O. Since I met Will Ortner, we want to be roaming golf reporters at the Fan Golf Classic.
Oh, here we are on hole 9. Joe Fisher takes a swing and
absolutely not crushes it. He pipes another one right down the fairway. That's just been the theme for him all day today here at Langdon Farms.
We'd interview cart girls. We'd interview some of our wonderful listeners. I think it'd be great. Problem is like Wi-Fi and accessibility and all that kind of stuff. But it's a great vibe. I'm gonna do it next year.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do it next year.
If there is a next year.
Well, Joe, you are in charge of a next year, so I hope you make it happen.
I'm not in charge of a next year.
Yeah, you are, dude. No. You did not know? Dusty Caesar's Palace is just a figurehead. You are actually in charge now.
I will say, though, we are doing something cool this year that we did. I mean, it's something different. We had our 1080 the fan hole last year. All the guys were hanging out in hole 6. But holes 7 and 11 this year.
Ooh, I was wondering what holes they'd be. Seven and 11. 24 hours, 8 days a week.
We will have the Mike Lynch take a swinge at ALS holes.
I love it.
On the signs that we printed out for each
hole. Yeah, they look good.
I haven't seen them. But there's going to be a QR code on there.
Yep.
So that way our golfers will be able to scan and donate to the GoFundMe for Mike Lynch.
Think about it.
I feel like we needed a good refresher.
Think about it. If you're playing skins out there with your buddies and you've decided to throw some shuckles down, I think you should throw shuckles down on the 7th and 11th, and whoever wins donates that money.
I bet $50 to the Mike Lynch Fund that I will outdrive you.
Yeah.
Double it up, bitch.
Let's go. Yeah. That's what they should do.
I am down for that. And then you take a swinge out there.
That's S-W-I-N-J. I was here the day he did that.
It was, you know what doesn't get as much flack is swag misspelling drum, I want to say.
I know. It's like everybody forgot. Maybe nobody listens to that show. And I'm trying to think about that.
I'm trying to remember how he misspelled it.
Honk your horn.
He did D-U-R-M for drum. Derm.
Honk your horn if you listen to Dirt and Sprague in the morning.
Dude, I heard one.
I think I heard one.
Dude, I heard one. That? Yeah. Oh my God.
They know the D-U-R-M.
D-U-R-M.
Derm.
He skated by. He got lucky.
He got lucky. It's because of the voice. It's because it's swag. When swag talks, I had a buddy ask me once when I was doing Hunt for the Host. He came and like supported me and he met the great, the one, the only Jason Swigard. And he goes, dude, does that guy talk like that all the time? And I was like, it's not that he talks like that all the time. It's just how he talks.
Yes. That is just how he talks. And once he's done with the show.
Hey, Jason,
in the morning,
this is my buddy, John. Hey, John.
He'll come around the sales area and check with everyone to see if, all right, Johnny, you need anything? We good? Kurt, how's Les Schwab doing?
Swag, should we get one more drink at this bar tonight?
It's over!
Oh, okay. I guess we're going home.
We need more swag drops in our life.
I can't believe he got away with the derm.
Yeah, he skated by.
That makes me feel like people are throwing bad shade at old Voldemort.
No, it was, I mean...
Like, look, dude, he's the most powerful wizard.
I think it was just with the confidence of the J.
It was.
That's
S-W-I-N-J.
I am so confident with this spelling right now.
Oakley Doakley.
I'm stoked for next Tuesday, though. I'm stoked for this weekend.
It should be fun. I hope you guys have a ton of fun. I want you to take pictures. Maybe I'll call you.
Are you talking about Bend or the Fan Golf Tournament?
Fan Golf.
Oh, okay. I'll send you pictures of Bend.
I might call you from the sunny confines of Honolulu.
I will say, my girlfriend and her friends do a lot of the hard work and the heavy lifting when it comes to food.
Yeah.
Like, their charcuterie board game is...
So they're good at, like, meat and crackers.
Oh, meat, crackers, burrata,
pickled
cheese.
Pickled vegetables.
Little candy-coated pretzels, ooh, nuts. Yeah,
but how's the board?
Oh, dude, I'll show you a picture in the break here. It's game over.
Oakley Doakley. Well, we do have a baseball show for you tonight. There's a lot to get to. One of my favorite shows we do every single year at the 8 o'clock hour. I forgot to mention this to Schultzy, by the way. That's him on the ones and twos over there. At the 8 o'clock hour, we will cast our all-star ballots for it is due next Thursday. There are no shows next Tuesday, so we're off next week. So this is our last chance to do that. We'll do that in the 8 o'clock hour. But there's also a lot more to get to. Fair or foul at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Shohei's on the mound, Dave Martinez, insert foot. There's a lot to get to, but when we come back, the baseball gods gifted to us a blockbuster, quote-unquote, trade?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Right? It kind of feels weird, doesn't it?
Maybe
it's just a buster, and at least one of these guys is a buster. We'll do that next. This is the Portland Sports Leader, the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
I'm going to throw this out there just because it was on the TV behind me.
Yeah.
The Giants.
The Gigantes.
City Connect jerseys. Are god-awful.
I think they're all god-awful.
Well, I wouldn't say all of them.
Well, the San Diego, when it's like got that Miami Vice vibe to it, I kind of dig that.
And I only like this because I like the color, like forest green, kind of dark green.
Okay.
I love the Rockies, like white and green.
Yeah, I just get weirded out by the color that's like when Boston wears green. Your team name is literally a color.
That is a great point.
And that bothers me.
Yeah, it's like the White Sox wearing purple.
The Chicago Bulls, they had the Chicago Bulls City Connects. They were like red and black.
That's right. Yeah.
It was weird.
Well, that's because Jerry Reinsdorf owns it.
Well, yeah, but and it's also like a throw to your other, you know, your like.
I don't think it's right. I'm not defending it.
If the Mariners wore, you know, that god-awful seafoam green, like from the Color Rush Seahawk jerseys. Oh. Yeah. Like, if they wore that, I'd be like, all right, it's the same town, but that looks dumb.
I hate their City Connects, by the way. Hot take from America.
The blue ones with the yellow M?
Mm-hmm.
I actually...
Oh, I like
the blue. With the black?
Well, I don't like the pants.
Yeah, see, it doesn't make sense to me that they've got literally, like, just dark black pants with a navy blue top. It's
go
like
blue all the way, baby. Go blue all the way.
Or go white pants.
I don't like the pants. But I love the old... Mariner blue with the trident. I think that hat is sexy.
Yes.
As a man who is a connoisseur of 5950 New Era hats, they should be a sponsor of this show. That hat is sexy.
I will say, without a doubt, though, the worst City Connect jerseys, the Phillies.
Yeah.
Just makes no sense.
We're powder blue.
And
come on, you need an alternate. With wear powder blue
with like the graffiti gothic lettering. No, like what?
Just wear the powder blue. The powder blue looks great.
Don't get it.
All right. Well, baseball gifted us something today on this senioritis edition of the Hot Corner.
What is making the Giants jerseys look a little bit better today?
Oh, hey, that would be the introduction of one Rafi Devers. Rafael Devers gets traded to the Giants for 2 big league players and 2 minor leaguers.
Where to start with this?
And that's what I was just about to say. I have no idea where the hell to go with this. You know, Devers comes out and he's like, I'll play any position possible. And it's like, man, dude, you're such a bitch. Like, you are such a candy ass. Like, what are we doing here?
That's a good troll on his part.
It is an amazing troll.
That honestly isn't like at first, because I had the first, that was my first initial. I was like, really, dude?
Well,
really?
And then I was like, and then today it dropped like 3 hours ago. He's like, I'll play anywhere.
Yeah. My initial thoughts too is like, really? You'll play whatever position? And I was like, what a. Actually.
I think we'll start here.
Tipping the cap on the pettiness.
I think what's the most surprising about this trade, and there's a lot of layers to this. I mean, hell, we might talk this whole hour about this. I did not realize that things were that bad in Boston. I'm not shocked.
Yeah, it's like
I just did not know things were that bad in Boston.
He met with the owner, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was like, okay, he's kind of a diva, but he's your big paid guy. He's dealing with the DH. He's better at the DH. You got all these young kids coming up. Might as well put him around a big league hitter who knows what he's doing.
Did you read the Yahoo article by chance?
I don't think so.
There was a Yahoo article that is titled Inside the, quote, absolute S show, end quote, that led to the Boston Red Sox trade of Rafael Devers. And it was really good. It just, you know, gave you the play-by-play of what happened, and you read some things in there that gives context to this situation, but also just the Red Sox situation in general.
Man, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the Red Sox and their issues and Alex Cora and all that. And I said on this program, on the air, and I will double down on it, I did not think we would talk about the Red Sox for the rest of the year. I didn't, because I think they're a mediocre team. And I think they have too many holes, and I think they have too many issues in the clubhouse. Well, here we are. Now we are bringing this up, and the issue in the clubhouse is gone. I mean, I think when I first saw the trade, I'm sitting there and thinking to myself, that's what you got for Rafi Devers? I mean, Rafi Devers is a top 10, 15 hitter in baseball. That's all you got? Then I start reading, you know, baseball people I respect and their opinions, and they're sitting there telling me Red Sox did well in this trade. And that blows my mind. It blows my mind, which means,
I mean,
those guys probably knew how contentious it was in Boston.
I think that what the Red Sox wanted to do was, with this relationship starting to go sour, is it made the contract to them look worse and worse.
And I think that's it. I think you're spot on. That contract looks terrible because he's disgruntled.
Now, let's also be fair. He's good. He's borderline
great. Hitter.
Great
yeah, hitter.
I mean, he is.
He's not borderline. He's a great hitter.
And he is totally, like, dude, from where he was, what is it, a week into the season to where he is now, like,
night
he's having
day.
A great year.
Yeah.
He's having a really good year. I shouldn't say great year. He's having a really good year. He's batting like 270, 905 OPS, 15 home runs, something like that. So he's
not getting my vote for third base, though, I'll tell you that.
Dude, he's actually second in the National League.
That's amazing.
In votes. And I was like, that can't happen.
Well, Red Sox fans love their boys.
But yeah, man, it's just this became such a contentious relationship, but I think it is also exasperated by the Red Sox front office. And now this is, you know, we've seen it now with Betts, obviously, but it's like, this is not the Red Sox of old at all anymore.
No.
Like, in any way, shape, or form. This article, dude, I'm telling you, you need to read it. And if anybody's interested on, like, learning about this, because there's things I didn't even know about it, how the Red Sox, they brought in essentially a sports franchise consulting firm to, and whenever you bring consultants in, it's basically like, all right, fire these people.
Yep, yep.
That's what it leads to. And, oh, we think we could streamline this thing. And
big ideas.
You know, it talks about how, like, the optics of Fenway Sports Group isn't good because they go in, it seems like they kind of care about Liverpool.
Well, and what's funny is, as a Liverpool fan, for years we were like, you care more about the Red Sox than you do us.
Yeah.
But
now,
we won something, and now it's like, oh, hey.
And then they just sign the German dude to, like, $170 million
Florian
contract. Contract this week.
He's our guy. He's my guy. The German Messi is what they call him.
Really?
That's what they call him, dude. Huh.
Isn't that wunderbar?
Wunderbar.
Yeah, man, but it's a very interesting read because we have everything from, you know, player comments on the front office to Zoom conference hot mics.
Well, I kind of mentioned this, you know, I've been alluding to this. You know, the Red Sox get Alex Bregman, all right? And his deal is very player-friendly. It's a three-year deal, but he has player opt-outs after every year. And when they bring him in and all this drama starts, it's kind of like, well, this is a more aging player who has won. We're bringing him in for clubhouse and for his skill, because we all agree that he's going to, if he can stay healthy, he's going to absolutely rake at Fenway. But this screams to me like we had to get rid of Devers to make sure that that player option is an opt-in and not an opt-out.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised.
Because I would walk away if I were him. I'd be like, this drama is unnecessary.
Well, there is part of me that thinks that they're going to offer him a long-term deal.
Opt-out, and then he gets a six-year, 200-something million dollar deal.
Talk to him behind the scenes, yeah, and be like, hey, if you know, we will give you
we just traded Devers.
Yeah,
you're our guy.
Yes, that's what I feel like that's going to end up happening there.
Yeah, is that how we look at this?
But also, the way that the Red Sox have been operating the last couple of years, getting rid of Betts and Bogarts and now Devers, maybe they are idiots and he opts out and they don't even re-sign him, and then they're just sitting on their, I mean, quite honestly, they've been afraid to give dudes contracts outside of Devers, which now they have given away, so
and dudes don't want to re-sign there.
I don't know what to expect with this team anymore. This is very much not the days of Theo Epstein.
No, it is not. I saw something. It was a picture of the 2018 in the dugout, and it was Bogey, Betts, and Devers.
I mean, he's still the only player remaining from that 2018 World Series team,
and now he's not. And it said, these three guys, this is what the Red Sox got for these three guys. Connor Wong and whoever they just got for Devers. That's it. That's all they have
Which
to show for it.
Kyle you Harrison, have Jordan Hicks, James Tibbs III.
Yeah, how's that Alex Verdugo return doing from
right?
the Mookie Betts trade?
Right?
My God.
Absolutely brutal. He can't even make a roster. He was in the World Series last year for the Yankees and can't make a roster.
No,
he's still on
he
the Braves?
Started in left field. I think I he's still say, on the Braves. They might have DFA'd him.
No,
he's, I mean, as far as I see, he's still on the, he's, yeah.
Well, you mentioned the contract situation for the Red Sox, too, and what kind of money they're handing out. I think it's kind of similar to what the Mariners have done. I don't know if they want to hand out big money lately because they've been developing talent from within. They gave, what was that kid, Christian Campbell? I think, you know, kind of like that future deal, a six-year deal that's not going to hurt him.
Bregman got one of those deals. Acuna
exactly.
got one. Albie's got one. Julio has one.
And
Tatis has one.
And outside of Bregman and Trevor Story, they have no highly paid hitters.
That is true.
And it's all rookies. It's Marcelo Mayer that they hope works out. It's Tristan Casas, who they hope
works out. Duran in center.
Exactly. It's a lot of these, the Christian Campbell, the Roman Anthony, they just called up. They literally want to fill their lineup with, what, six, seven rookies, essentially, and
which
hope
is,
they
which
take
is,
off.
Which is probably why it's a smart deal to deal Devers. If you really believe these kids are going to be great, and you've already locked up Christian Campbell, do you not start locking up the other dudes and just praying to God they pan out?
I want you
again. I can't. I'm just gonna say it, and then you can say what you're gonna say, Joe. I still just can't believe this was that bad.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna read an excerpt from this Yahoo article that kind of gives in some more details about this. After Xander Bogaerts left in 2023, Cora clearly wanted Devers to fill the void. When I asked Devers about it back then, he was honest. I don't really see myself too much as a leader right now. The reluctance never really changed. Inside the clubhouse, players watched as the coaching staff publicly flagged Roman Anthony's defensive fundamentals as a slight to the front office. They saw teammates ask to switch positions on the fly. They witnessed Cora trying to win baseball games while benching teams' prospects. In front office, scouts were fired over slights. Veteran leaders with deep organizational trust were iced out, and the communication from Breslow dried up. According to multiple sources, Devers also was upset when the rookie Campbell volunteered to play first base this season, interpreting it as a slight to his own stature.
Oh, brutal. Like,
oh, my God.
Bro, you can't sit with us. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like Mean Girls. I mean, it came across on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. She'll let you interact with us throughout this entire show. So, what isn't going to be a part of most analysis of the Devers situation is that Bogaerts was a great mentor for him, and he never completely got over him leaving in free agency and animosity towards the front office for letting him go. That could be a real thing. I mean, you are now the third guy of what looked like an insane core in Boston. I remember when Bogaerts left, look, it came out that it sounded like Mookie didn't want to play in Boston. Sounded like he didn't really like Boston. So you got to trade him, and they got a huge prospect from the Dodgers in Anthony Verdugo, who was supposed to be one of their top guys. So at least you got something from that. But before that comes out, you're looking at a trio of Devers, Bogaerts, and Betts. I thought Bogaerts was the key. I thought he was the glue to all that. Now they let him walk, and it was the right move, because he hasn't been great in San Diego. I'm just fascinated how far this thing fell. Yeah. Now, they got a bunch of kids, so in 2 years, they could be really good.
And then they'll trade him. what cracks me up, though, is like the part about Devers was upset when rookie Campbell volunteered to play first base.
Bro, that's because you ain't.
Interpreted as a slight to you're like, hey, Rafi, can you play first base? No, I'm not doing that. Coach, I'll do it. What the hell is your problem?
F you, man.
How dare you?
You ass-kissing loser.
That part cracked me up the most about this. Like, you literally said you didn't want to do it.
So now that I said I will, yeah, it's like, hey, do you want to go to this party tonight? No, I wouldn't be caught dead at that party. Dude, I'm going to go. You're going? I'm so mad at you. Did you have fun? I did. I hate you.
Yeah, there's part of me that looks like, when you first texted me about this, I was like, man, I feel like all this stuff with Devers throughout the season, like the Red Sox have been trying to trade him and like didn't really value him to start this season as much as other people and teams did.
Yeah.
But as this plays out, man, I mean, the GM Breslow or whatever his name is, he seems pretty damn inept at this point. Craig Breslow, chief baseball officer.
I agree.
And ownership seems disconnected now. It's honestly, I couldn't be happier.
Ditto, right there with you. But let's stick here and let's flip this on its head. What does this mean for the Giants? The Giants are in a battle for the National League West. I think the Giants have overperformed for most of our expectations.
They're still overperforming, and, according to my expectations.
Yeah, I'm watching them on TV right now. And them adding Rafi Devers, what does this do for them? We'll get to that next, but first we'll toss it to Schultzy with sports.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
TNCs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
By the way, did you see who was second in American League votes for second baseman?
I did not.
Jose Altuve?
Little Jackson? Little Jackie baby? Little Jackie baby? Well, he is the foundation of my fantasy baseball team, so.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Options are
of my
thin.
Future.
Yes.
I also have Kyle Tucker.
Then
I'm doing
great.
Okay.
You're great.
I'm doing okay.
You're
Spencer Schwellenbach, Max Fried.
You're doing just
But as
fine.
Far as long-term goes, I got Jackie baby.
All right.
Reach for him, too.
Can't wait. Can't wait to cast. Are we going to be able to choose more people than just three dudes? Remember last year how we did it too
just
late?
Just chalk.
Well, it was like.
Oh, they had already eliminated people.
Yeah, so
oh, yeah,
just
yeah.
The
Everybody's still available.
Okay. All right.
Everybody's still available.
I remember last year it was like, you get to choose between these two guys.
I'm you like, get to choose between Freddie Freeman or Pete Alonso. And you're like, oh,
this
well, okay.
Isn't fun.
The third place outfielder in the American League is fascinating.
Oh.
Fascinating.
I was just looking at the vote totals the other day, and I completely forgot already.
Stephen Kwan is in fourth place. The person in third place will blow your mind. We'll do that at the top of the 2 o'clock, top of the 8 o'clock hour. I want to kind of continue on this Devers thing as he just hit a RBI double into the gap as the Giants are playing the Guardians right now. I've got that on the tube. Mostly because I love the Guardians, but I'm down to watch Devers and see how this goes. We've seen in the past few years.
God, those jerseys are horrendous.
They're really horrendous. They look like that Ghost energy drink.
They do. They 100% do.
Like, what's with the bill of his batting cap?
I do like those energy drinks, though.
Are they good?
Sugar-free.
Sugar-free.
Which means they're totally fine and there's nothing wrong with them.
There's nothing wrong with them.
Nothing wrong.
Natural ingredients only.
All good, baby. No worries here.
I'm curious how this pans out for the Dodgers. Look, everybody knows this has been a talking point. People that don't know about baseball have brought this up. The last 30 home run hitter for the Giants was Barry Bonds in 2004. That means three World Series wins and nobody hit 30 bombs. That kind of bat in that offense should be extremely valuable. Chapman's having a pretty solid year, but they need help. And if you're Buster Posey, this is a home run win for you. Take on the full amount of the contract, but they've been willing to spend money. They tried to get Correa. He failed his physical, so they said no. They tried to get Judge. They tried to get Shohei. They're in the market for every big superstar. This was their way to lock up a guy for another 7 years.
Yeah, it's Buster Posey wasting no time, man.
No.
And I love that. I mean, I love.
If I'm a Giants fan, I am obsessed. You know, when Buster gets the job, I'm a little like, okay, all right. Like, he was a great player, but is he going to know his stuff? It's like John Lynch in San Francisco. Great player, but does he really know his stuff? Is this really going to work? And Buster so far has worked.
He's like, I have to give up who to get him?
He's like, you want those guys?
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. Sounds good to me. And it makes it easier too when you have legitimately two pitchers that are playing at a Cy Young level. You know, like yeah, we'll give up Hicks. Like, that's fine with me. Like,
Webb and Ray have been great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an off year for Ray, so of course he's good. He'll probably have TJ next year.
Kyle Harrison, okay. Like, sure.
Yeah, it's your first round pick.
But, I mean, like, you're getting Rafael Devers. Like, okay, have them. And then, yeah, we're going to give you one of our young prospects. That's how the game goes. But we've seen a many a times that, oh, yeah, we'll give you our top prospect, and he's no good, and it doesn't matter, and he'll be completely forgotten in 5 years.
I think what's really fun about...
I feel like that happens more often than not.
Agreed. Massively agreed. I think what's really fun about this is, I think we, like we said last segment, the Giants have kind of overperformed. And they're continuing to overperform. But maybe internally, they truly believe this team is built to go the distance. You got two studs. Sometimes all you need is two studs in a rotation. You don't need, the Mariners got five.
Yeah.
Mariners got five. Like, it'd be nice to have five, but you kind of really only need two.
Yeah.
Because in a best of seven series, those guys are going to throw at least twice.
Verlander's
and one of them might
back,
be a third.
And Verlander's coming back tomorrow.
You know, I mean, I don't know how much is left in the tank. We need to carve out some time at some point to talk about the old guys. I keep mentioning this week after week. But, yeah, if you can get a Verlander who in the playoffs can throw five innings and give up one run, maybe two runs, that's your third guy? I feel pretty good about that. I think what I'm trying to say is I didn't realize the Giants could be contenders, and now I think they could be contenders. I'm not saying they are. But I'm like a little more intrigued in watching their games now.
I am too. I mean, I'll be honest. They were one of my teams early on in the season that I did not believe was going to sustain this. They were my National League team where I was like, they're going to fall off at some point, and they haven't done it. No,
that was Arizona. Arizona's that team.
To give myself a little credit, I did say the Angels' hot start was a bunch of BS as well. So I was 1-for-2 on those.
And I'm also a massive ofer because I said the Sacramento A's would make the playoffs, and boy, that ain't going to happen.
Yikes!
That's the old take exposed of the year for me.
Oh, my God. The Panthers just scored again.
Yeah.
This is a bloodbath. Florida's going to win the Stanley Cup again.
Oh, really?
Yes.
There's 5 minutes left in the third, and they're up 5-0. You going out on a limb there, Joe? What's the live bet
look
like?
Call me crazy.
What's the live bet right now?
I don't see a Pacers-esque comeback happening for the Oilers right now. But to go back to the Giants, I mean, yeah, they've just... I mean, who saw Wilmer Flores having the year that he's having? Jung Ho Lee... I mean,
I told you that's okay. That's my mulligan for my A's take is Jung Ho Lee is great. He's a good baseball player.
Yeah. And then
he struggled a little bit of late, but he's a good baseball player.
And then as you mentioned, Matt Chapman's having a solid year. Yeah, man. I
do you think when Devers got to San Francisco, he's like, oh, I'm going to play third, right? And they were like, absolutely not, dude.
Well, he'll play wherever they want him to play. And he is okay with that.
I'm a team player.
I can't believe
as long as you got no kids telling me they're going to take my spot.
I definitely would like to have seen the reaction of people in the Red Sox front office, like watching this press conference,
just rolling eyes. Just
are you serious?
Bleep 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 bleep.
Yes, 100%. Yeah.
But
yeah,
this puts the Giants in the playoffs, though. Right. I think it gets him in the playoffs.
I think so, too. Holy crap, the Oilers just scored.
Don't call it a comeback.
I smell a comeback.
Is the Iceman here or what?
It's stanky. Yeah, dude. I
think it puts him in the playoffs.
I am very much leaning more and more towards believing, and I should, especially now after this.
So. But are the Giants better than the Cubs? I don't think so.
No,
are they better than the Phillies? No. They're better than the Mets?
They are at this.
Are they better than the Braves?
No. Or, I mean, yes, they are. I mean, the Braves, they were my team who I thought were going to come back. And
well, Acuna's been hot.
Immediately after that, they've just S'd the bed.
Yeah.
So.
Are they better than the Padres?
Boo. Well, according to the records, they are. And Padres can't really score now all of a sudden. So
that's going to be interesting. I mean, the National League West just got even more and more exciting.
Honestly, we're getting close to the halfway point of the season, and obviously a lot can happen in just a month of MLB baseball. But the longer this goes on, the more I believe that the Giants are for real, and you just got Rafael Devers, and you were already 10 games above 500. So I'm like, well, what are they going to do? Suck all of a sudden now?
Boy, the National League West became more fascinating than it already was. Can you believe that managers are never at fault? We'll do that next. Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan. Do you know he is the only member ever?
Hold on.
He is the
You're saying it as if he just came out. Man, I don't know if you guys have heard of this Bruce Hornsby guy, but you got to check him out.
You got to check him out. He's absolutely fantastic. Do you know that he is the only man to be a touring member of the Grateful Dead playing the piano that is still alive, other than Chiometti right now?
Well, good for him.
The guy they got right now in Dead & Co., Jeff Chiometti, like, he is awesome. He is wonderful. Every piano player that ever played for the Grateful Dead, when it was Jerry, when it was the Grateful Dead, they're all dead except for Bruce Hornsby. And they're all dead from, like, overdoses.
It very much reminds me of you doing that of, you remember when Kanye and Rihanna did a song with Paul McCartney?
Yeah, and everybody was like, check out this guy McCartney, he's going places.
People were like, dude, who is this Paul McCartney
guy? This guy's a genius.
That reminds
me. I'm going to watch his career real quickly.
Did you guys ever hear this story? Probably around the same time, because it's like Gen Z thinks that nothing ever existed before they
did. Yeah.
It's like, God, you guys are so full of yourselves. But there was, I can't remember the name of the lead singer of the Bengals, but she's had a solo career since they ended. You know, like Walk Like an Egyptian, the Bengals.
Yeah.
And she's been releasing songs for a while. Some radio producer emailed her, said, hey, we really like your stuff. We'd like to feature you as a new artist. It's like, are you effing kidding?
One of my favorite things at the Grammys, No Doubt, won the Grammy for Best New Artist. And the guy who used to be married to Gwen Stefani, the guitar player, I don't remember his name. He came out and he was like, thanks. We've been a band for 6 years. Appreciate it. And just walked off the stage. Because it's like, oh, you mean new artist to the radio.
Yeah.
Like, Maroon 5 toured that first album for 5 years before they got popular.
It's like asking a minor league baseball player, when are you going to go to the pros? Yeah. Like, already there, jackass.
You know,
that's
a great question. You know, I was talking to my wife the other night. And I was like, you know what, babe? I think it's time to make the move to the pros. You know? Durham is just not my place. I think we should move to Chicago. You know, babe, I think this is what we do.
It's up to us, baby.
Breaking news on The Fan.
Yeah? What do you got?
Oh, just the Florida Panthers won the Stanley Cup.
Damn it, Joe.
It is a fish.
I thought this was going to be something fun.
Ooh, should that be my new breaking news is saying? It is a fish from Joe Fish.
A fish from Joe Fish. That's spelled S-W-I-N-J.
It is Joe Fischel.
Joe Fischel. Dude, we're workshopping this right now, and I am obsessed with it. Official.
Now, this just reminded me today of, I popped in the
We're
car.
Not getting to Davey Martinez.
Probably
not.
I jumped in the car, and old Tenny was on the radio, and it was the Herd.
The Herd!
You know.
Jason McIntyre!
And he
Colin said,
Colin made a point about something.
I know,
he's
but
like,
what about Aaron Rodgers?
And he's like, Colin, blah, 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 blah. You know what? That might just be your best take of the summer so far.
I think Jeez. I heard that the other
and
day, too.
I was just like, dude. I'm like, that. It was just so cringy. And Colin even was like, I didn't know we were keeping track, but thanks. And I was like, that was a good save because that was holy cringe.
It's like you're friends with somebody for a long time, and we're going to go back to the party. Remember this party we talked about earlier in the show? This party that we're going to.
Oh, yeah. And, I don't want to go, though.
And you don't want to go, but I'm going, and now you're mad at me for going.
You douche.
But when I got there, I had a really great time. But then somebody showed up named Jason, and everybody was like, why are you here? It's like, well, because I'm friends with you, right? And it's like, well, that's not good enough reason. It feels like that.
Yeah, it's you're like, going to have to go.
Like, the comment of, I didn't know we were keeping track is such a, you are beneath me. Because, you know, like, Joe, if we did something like that and you said something to me of that ilk, like, and I was like, oh, damn, I didn't know we were keeping track, I'd be laughing about it. But when you're like, oh, I didn't know we were keeping track.
Yeah, it's very much just like in the movies.
Poop
that,
on you.
It's like in the movies, that guy like, yeah, you tell him, Robbie. Shut up, all right? I got this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Shut up, pipsqueak.
I swear to God.
You're right, Robbie. You're the best, Robbie.
I swear to God. If you guys rip on me 15 or 16 more times, I'm out of here. Shut up, squeak. You guys call me squeak one more time.
Here, mom's going out with Squeak.
Wow. I'm going to call you Squeak for the rest of my life. You know why? Because you're a little bitch. Quit being a little bitch.
That's a dog's bed. That God, that movie. That is on the list of movies I can't wait to show Joey the Fourth. Definitely can wait.
When, yeah, you're not ready to bust it out tonight. Yeah,
no, but
senioritis isn't kicked in that
he's
hard.
He's like 17, 18. I'm like, sit down.
Sit down. Let me tell you about Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah. You ever heard of a lady named Yasmin Bleeth?
Did
by
you
chance?
Know that when I was your age, Jenny McCarthy was a one seed? She yes. was top of the chain.
Sure was.
Did always love Jenny McCarthy. She still look good?
Yeah, she does. Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Not too much like surgery or anything?
Well, she's more natural.
Both of you at the same time.
Well, because she was like...
I wish I could get that as a drop.
She's like anti-vaxxer, so I'm assuming she's a little more anti-work done, too.
Oh, man. So
that might throw people
off. What do you mean? Anti-vax is fine. Look at old Leatherface. He's looking good.
But I will never forget my exposure to Jenny McCarthy. It was the stack of Playboys in my dad's closet, like at the top in an old box. Like, it's literally
he
like...
He once seated Jenny McCarthy. She was at the top.
And he couldn't flip through the pages.
Well, no, I mean, I'm sure after I was done with it, he
could. Trying to flip it, it just cover to cover. Yeah.
No, but that was the first time I saw her, and she was my favorite spread.
She beautiful. Yeah. Dude, Singled Out was my jam.
She was with Donnie Wahlberg?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
She's been around.
For a
bro.
Long time.
Good for him.
Well, Donnie's just been on his brother's coattails getting smushed for a long time.
He was a new kid on the block,
and he was in Saw 2.
Yeah, on his brother's
and
coattails.
He was great in Saw 2. That's the only Saw movie I've seen is Saw 2. I need that drop. I need the two of you in unison going. All right, when we come back, we're going to get out of here. Let's open this up. All-star voting is upon us. And one of my favorite times of the year. I love doing this. I love having this conversation. Hopefully, we differ on things. And I can't wait for you to see the number 3 in the outfield in the American League. That's coming up next. Loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Hot Corner. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. 1080 The Fan.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.